Hit me on my BBM, that D turned to an RM. She ain't tryna come fall through, I leave her on that RM. Leah like to be comfortable, t-shirt, no drawers. And she call me Ike Turner, cause I beat her in the car. Cause I beat her in the car.
Beat her in the car.
Beat her in the studio. Even hit her friend too. Even hit her friend too. Even hit her friend too. Even hit her friend too.
Yeah,
I like it, you know.
Yeah, so beat her in the kitchen, beat her in the bathroom,
bathroom, kitchen, in front of her father,
everywhere that applies,
anywhere that's anywhere, she can get it.
She can get the hands.
she can catch these hands.
Express mail.
Oh man,
order to domestic violence. What's going on, everybody? It's not that serious, the podcast.
Yeah.
We're back again another week. Maybe a little day late, but I'll explain that in a bit.
You'll be all right.
It's Big Mike, you already know.
LZ.
And, we're back. I just want we're late a day. You know, it happens. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, niggas out here making boss moves, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, some of you chicks were late, you know?
Yeah, facts.
That's why you had to get a couple doctor's appointments.
You woke up like Cardi B. Like, sometimes I just go from feeling real good
to being nasty
and mad sick, yo.
What?
It's called pregnancy.
It's called not. Don't tell him the nutting yet.
That nigga got like, what, 3-4 kids now?
Who knows?
3-4 baby moms? Niggas, couldn't be me.
I don't keeping track of rappers' kids is like keeping track of rappers' domestic violence. You're just gonna run into infinity.
It's just a rabbit hole.
Just do infinity.
Just a rabbit hole of woman after woman, child after child.
Yeah, victim after
case,
victim.
Case after case.
But, son,
you know, it was crazy with the whole Fab thing. I never would have expected that.
He looks like the most non-hitness ass nigga.
And he always carried himself as such. He never gave off that vibe at all. But now, as soon as the story came out, and then the video of him like cussing out her in front of her dad.
And who's the chick? What's her name?
I don't know, bitch. Allegedly, according to him.
Her name, bitch.
According to him.
According to Fab.
According to him, her name is whore.
Slut. Slut Johnson. Could you report?
Oh, man.
Skeezer Williams.
Yeah. I don't know. Is it Erica? I think her name is Erica.
Let me check.
I think. You know what's funny? We said we were going to fact check this episode and didn't fact check a damn thing.
These facts don't matter,
man. Let me see. First, before we really get into all the good stuff, her name is Emily Bustamante? Bustamante.
Of course. So. Yeah.
Yes. Bustamante must. Never mind.
We'll get that. Bust the face of Monte. That's wrong.
Don't cancel us. But before we get into everything like that, shout out to our sponsor, Shelby, over at Garden Clothing.
Garden App Clothing.
You can follow him on Instagram at Garden App Clothing. Make sure you check out his book. Do all of that good stuff.
Hey, listen, we're looking for black businesses.
Yeah, we're looking for other black businesses to, that we can shout out
Jersey
on here.
Based.
Obviously, we want some, you can send us some free stuff, and then we'll shout y'all out, put you on Twitter, Instagram, yada, yada, yada.
Gotcha.
Not what I mean.
You know what I'm saying?
Also, shout out to the return of, you hear that? It's the Jack. The Jack is back. Shout out to Jack Daniels.
And shout out to...
Oh, my God.
Seagram's Escapes, Bahama Mama,
Cooler. I have never seen a grown man get hype over a Bahama Mama.
Listen, man.
This nigga was up there dancing when I was like, yo, I got something for you.
Man, I'm a man of refined culture. And sometimes I just need a little escape.
Oh, my God.
Seagram's Escapes.
A wine cooler is your escape? Mm-hmm.
Line cool at the end of the day. It's a way to go, my G.
Oh my gosh.
But you already know this.
Oh man.
So you know, we a day late. Mm-hmm. Explanation for that. I started a new job on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Thank you. You know. It was hard out here for a minute. But you know. Got there, started, you know what I'm saying? First day I was a little tuckered. I was a little tired. So I was literally sitting here, I was like, man. We're about to press record on the episode. And I'm like, yo, LZ.
Yeah.
If I fucking record this right now, if we start, I am going to fall asleep while we're doing this.
Right now.
Like, during this, I am going to fall asleep.
And the plan was for yesterday to, you know, start early.
Yes.
So we linked up early. And I'm talking about like 5, 6 o'clock we linked up.
Word. Like, yeah.
And we just ended up messing around. Mike had to run out. And then the basketball game came on. Shout out to Villanova. Shout out to DiVincenzo, a.k.a. Inferno. The white man who's better than Grayson Allen.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Grayson Allen, step daddy.
Yeah.
you already know what it is.
Oh, man. So but, that was our yesterday.
Back to fact.
But back to Tommy Hearns.
back to Fab Mayweather.
Fab Mayweather. They are friends, aren't they?
Yeah, they like beat bitches.
I'm about to say, man, niggas who hit their girls.
Birds of a feather.
It's like a fraternity.
Birds of a feather beat bitches up together.
So it's like a
they be hitting each other on the phone like, yo, I like to hit my bitch on the left
with the left. Nah, nigga, I do.
I like to faint to the right and then sneak left.
Nah, bro. Nigga, I like to do the Mike Tyson. You hit him with the fist and then you bring the elbow after. Like, nigga, what? Like, yo, it's like a beat bitches up brotherhood incorporated. It's just that shit is crazy. All the niggas who hit women are all so mad bad. Cool.
But you know what explained a lot, though? I ain't going to stunt.
What?
Niggas found out Fab is Dominican.
He is Dominican.
Explains everything.
It explains literally everything.
Because them niggas, they like to put their... They're not strangers to putting their hands on women.
Them niggas will smack the shit out of your ass.
No, bro. Like, that's what they do.
Their pastimes are baseball and hitting women.
Baseball and domestic violence. Baseball. And pastelillos.
And chancletas.
And the pastelillos are so damn delicious, we overlook the domestic violence. They sandwich it right in between the good shit. You're going to hit a homer, give you a nice pastelillo.
And I'm going to smack you in your mouth.
While I'm making it, I'm going to elbow my wife in the throat. Don't focus on that part.
Trust me. You know what was even more crazy? The fact that, first of all,
you know what?
Niggas ain't shit. Because
that's why Spanish cooking is so good. Mm. Because the women are always...
Because it better be good.
it's made with love and fear. Because they know if Papa come home and it's not seasoned correctly,
oh, man.
They're catching a foot to their neck. Get beat with a wooden spoon.
Stop.
Yo, somebody just told me, you know, she's Dominican, Puerto Rican. She's like a mixed friend of mine. So she tells me that in the Spanish community, like, the kids get beat. Like, what they do is they have them, like, kneel on rice.
Oh my, that hurts thinking about it.
And they beat them while they kneeling right.
That sounds like some African shit. We are all African at the end of the day.
At the end of the day. Except for Jennifer Lopez, you ain't gang no more.
She's fucking Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
100%.
You're from Spain, España.
She's a Spaniard.
You know, but I was like, that's what y'all do? She's like, yeah. Like, get the rice, get the fucking rice. And, like, they'll beat them with, like, whatever's on
hand. What type of Joe Jackson shit is that?
Yeah, that sounds like...
That sounds like the shit that made the Jackson 5
that
great.
That sounds like shit you do, like, in the Cold War. When you catch a Russian spy.
You do that to them.
That was the shit they did right before waterboarding.
I was going to say right before they waterboarded, right?
Like, before that. You didn't respond to the rice?
All right.
Get the waterboard.
Get the water. Get the washcloth.
Dead ass, bro. Like,
Jesus. But, you know, niggas ain't shit because as soon as this happened, people were like, well... What did Emily do?
Yeah, like,
I'm like, nigga, what? Like, it doesn't even matter. Fab knocked out her two front teeth.
Yes,
this bitch is walking around with a lisp.
And then, what a motherfucking Tyler Perry lisp.
We were watching that movie now.
We were just watching Medea's Family Reunion.
Right. Is that which one it was?
It's Family Reunion.
I get him.
And that shit is so bad. It's so bad. I have a man.
I have a man that loves me.
And I won't let him. And you're gonna tell her. You're gonna tell her.
That shit was so funny.
Tyler
was behind the camera like, yes. Yes.
The whole time she's doing the acting, he's getting a boner. Looks over to Shamar Moore.
Very hard. Boner getting even harder.
Gets even harder.
As he puts on his wig fro.
was in his fake titties. But
oh my god.
But yeah, everybody was saying like, yo, what did she do? Like, listen, I talk a lot of shit on the ladies on her. Like, you, it's no, okay. It's no, okay, I won't say no.
How you gonna word this? Where are you going?
It's like, you shouldn't be hitting no women.
No, you shouldn't.
You really shouldn't, bro.
Should not.
Unless she's like about to kill you, my nigga.
Yep. That's the only way.
There's no way you should be putting your hands on a lady, bro. Like,
not at all.
That shit is unacceptable, my G. Like,
yeah.
And I just don't see why these niggas, first of all, you're caving for domestic violence after you got, after the video came out.
Yeah.
After.
That video was pretty bad.
After it came out, niggas are still like, well, you know, he could have, she could have leaned left and then he could have slipped and fall, fell on banana.
She could have parried that shit if she really wanted to.
She got to keep her defense up. She's trying to keep her sharp. Like, nigga, like, come on, bro.
Yeah, no.
And the niggas, like, it's just easy.
At the end of the day, he's a grown-ass man.
Yeah, bro.
He like, don't need to put his hands cool. on a woman like that. He knocked out her two front teeth. That's not cool at all.
He casting over there.
Punch you in the face, motherfucker, I'll knock your teeth out, is what he said to his wife.
to the woman that he supposedly loves.
Oh, man, through sickness
and
health.
What kind of shit is that, bro?
All right, man.
And they got kids and shit.
Yeah, they got two kids.
Yeah, the kids probably they
it's gonna fuck them up. It's gonna fuck them up.
Absolutely, and you knew from that video that was nowhere near the first time.
No, oh
that
no,
he hit her.
That's what my thing was.
As soon
was.
As he jumped, she was so scared.
That was my question. Yeah, she was literally
that's
running away.
Shit in that house.
My thing was, how long did their friends know? And like, you know, the friends knew, and I'm sure the friends were probably like, "We have to tell someone." And it could have been a combination of her saying, "I don't want this to get out of hand." Or I'm afraid of what he's gonna do. Like, you, like it's a scary situation.
It's real bad because it's like when it's a situation where one dude, one person, one party in a relationship has so much power as far as
yeah,
like,
literally power, all the power.
Like, you know, he's got the money.
He's the face of their relationship.
He's had her living a lifestyle that she probably don't want to leave from, and she's vulnerable, and he feel like he got her in a motherfucking vice grip trap, and he can do whatever the hell he wants to do.
Yeah,
which he was doing for all this time.
Yeah,
and it's just a shame that niggas
fucked up, man.
Niggas think like that, bro. And niggas apparently he got so he's been charged. I'm looking at Shade Room right now. Like, he's been charged with aggravated assault, and he could face 3 to 5 years in state prison. And if he goes, I'm gonna tell you one thing. They don't have Bella or Prep jerseys in prison. His fits are going to be real different.
F-A-B-O-L-O anus.
That's a good one. Hey.
They're going to put it right in there, get stinker.
That's a motherfucking Garden App clothing joke of the day right there.
Sponsored by Garden App clothing. Son. But you know what?
Hello, anus.
It's sad because niggas in jail really fuck with him. But we're going to have to see who's
fuck with him now.
But I don't know. Niggas might niggas really fucking fuck with Fab.
Bro. He ain't never seen no fit like that.
Oh, man. Yo, that reminds me. You seen the video of A$AP Rocky when he was talking about his jail story?
Oh, my God.
This nigga, because he was locked up with, he doesn't like to talk about it. I understand. He was young. So he was like, yo. And this video is from a year ago.
Oh, he was young.
He said he was 16 when he was in jail.
Oh, for what? What did he go to jail for?
Attempted murder.
He
got in a fight with a dude and stabbed him. I believe that's what happened.
What?
And Rocky went to jail for attempted murder, but he got out on bail, and you know everything got thrown out. Da da da. And he stopped. He ever since then he did not talk about it.
Right,
because it's not his life. And he talked.
Traumatic shit.
Yeah, it was traumatic. He was like, I don't talk about this because it's not who I am. It's some shit that happened when I was a young boy. I put it in my past. This has nothing to do with anything I'm doing now.
Right.
So I was
got
like,
fucked in there.
Yeah, he didn't get fucked.
Clearly,
I think he was only in jail.
Want to put it away so
I think
fast.
He said he was only in jail for what, 2 or 3 weeks. He wasn't in there long.
It takes one night.
It does. It takes 5 minutes.
It takes one look.
But and then he was talking about how he got cool with Casanova. He said he was fighting a nigga in the bathroom and he was slipping on semen.
Yeah,
his nigga was beating off. In the bathroom while niggas was fighting.
Slippery.
Oh my,
what?
Slippery. That's disgusting. And then ASAP first face was like,
nasty, bro. Yeah,
he was like,
you didn't tell me this part.
Yeah, that shit was weird. Yeah, but nah, prison
ain't the wave, bro.
It's never the wave.
It's never. I don't want to see. Look.
Niggas like going to jail. Like you,
niggas
really like. You know how you know the saying is, yeah, like when niggas
you keep going there.
Keep going back like you forgot something.
And nigga, it ain't the scenery.
Damn sure ain't. Niggas going back for they boo.
nigga, it's not the ambiance, nigga. Mm.
Nah, I used to watch Lock Up Abroad all the time, and niggas just were in and out of jail. Obviously, the system is fucked.
Oh, obviously. But, like,
it's flawed. Very flawed.
It's very flawed, but at some point, like, some of you niggas, like, you just going back there because...
You going back because you like it.
You like it, yeah. And partly you're conditioned to like it because for some niggas, like, when they get locked up at, like, 15, 16, you know, they catch a little drug beef, murder beef, or whatever, attempted murder beef.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? They don't got no money to defend that shit. And then you in the system forever. Then... You in the system, like, you a 16-year-old, you know what I mean, made one mistake. You're not a horrible person.
No.
And you go to somewhere like fucking Rikers where there's nothing but animals in there. Man. And if you want to survive, you got to become an animal.
You got to become an animal, too.
They'll just make... They don't...
Niggas seen what it did with... what it did to... what's his name? Crowder, right? The boy who was locked up at in Rikers. Who should have been...
Khalif Browder.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You saw what it did to him. Broke him down.
When you go to jail, man, you either die... You come out, you kill yourself, R.P. Khalif Browder, or you become an animal too.
And you go
that's
right,
how you survive.
And you go right the fuck back when you get
and
out.
And then that's who you are now. Like jail don't rehabilitate criminals. They just make them better criminals.
Prison in America doesn't rehabilitate. Prisons in other countries. Did you see that one prison in Switzerland or Sweden? Niggas had a whole nigga had an apartment.
Yeah,
he had a TV.
I seen one of them niggas was playing Fortnite.
Yeah, nigga.
Dead ass.
Niggas on there like, build, nigga, build.
Build, nigga, build. Like, in their prison cell. Like, I swear to God, nigga. It was a nigga in there with the fucking VR.
Was that in America?
I don't have that.
I don't even have a VR.
Nah, that's like, I think it was like in...
Germany or something?
Europe, Russia? Or Australia.
I think, it wasn't no damn Russian. But, yeah, probably one of them.
Them niggas put you in a cardboard box.
In Russia, cold, bro.
In a bowl of gruel. That's niggas, your food for the month.
Them niggas gonna get fucked.
Yeah.
Russian crazy. Yeah, fuck that.
Nah, bro.
People go there for fun too.
Yeah, that jail shit was never the way. Cause like my father, like he worked in the prison. He works in the prison system.
Is it
like,
correction?
No. Like he works with juveniles. Like
okay,
and like so, yeah. Them niggas, he
I can't
sees
imagine
it all
that.
The time.
That
like,
nigga probably got horrible advice.
Nah, he be cool with them and shit. Okay. But like, them niggas is just conditioned, man. Yeah. Like. He was telling me one time, like, yo, he saw a kid that used to be in there for a little bit. Like, he just got out. He linked up when he saw me and link up. Like, he didn't hit him up. He's like, yo,
hey.
But he ran into him.
Yeah.
He was like, yo, how you doing? He's like, yo, you working? He's like, nah, that nigga worked at Burlington Coat Factory for 2 hours and left. He said, man, working not for me. That's how these niggas think, man.
Niggas, man. It's sad.
It's sad, bro. These niggas have no options. It's probably... Took him a lot to even get that job as an ex, whatever.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
I don't know.
It's just a shame, bro.
But back to Fab getting his cheeks clapped in jail. It's looking pretty inevitable at this point.
Jesus.
Yo. But nice. You know who? Nice. Go to sleep. When you go to sleep tonight, just say F-A-B-O-L-O anus.
Toot it back, youngin. Woo, woo. Toot it back, youngin. Woo, woo.
Oh, man, it's over. Damn. But you know who won't go to jail?
You don't have that nigga Harlem shaking and rapping in the lunch hall.
Oh my gosh.
It's gonna be a great time.
Yeah. Spit something, nigga. Rap something, nigga.
Do the throw it in the bag remix first.
Hit me, nickel. Oh man. It'd be alright, Fab. But you know who won't go to jail? Fucking R. Kelly.
That nigga is made out of motherfucker.
That nigga's Peter Pan for real.
That nigga's the Pie Popper. That nigga's Teflon.
Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong.
They got this nigga.
But they won't put this motherfucker.
They got this nigga for
bond, nah,
they
bars.
They refuse.
Dog. They refuse.
And like, and was, there, like, he definitely has cases built up again. I think he was married to Aaliyah when she was 15. How the fuck?
R. Kelly has a rap sheet longer than my dick.
That long.
That's a girthy resume.
That's a
girthy rap sheet.
That's healthy.
That's okay. Got some. That's got some width to it.
But apparently this nigga, his ex-wife or whoever was living with him claims that he had a 14-year-old girl living there, and he conditioned the girl to become a sex slave.
And he was keeping, quote-unquote, as a pet.
Yeah, as a pet. And that's what he called all the girls.
So it's Fido, yeah. Spot, Latifah.
Yep. Keep it right in the cage next to his gerbils. This
they both caught his butt.
This, yo, I just looked up R. Kelly. The first article says, why is R. Kelly immune to Me Too?
Why is he immune to anything?
Why is he immune to the Me Too movement?
That motherfucker's stepping in.
When will R. Kelly's label drop him? When he stops making all this fucking heat. That's when they'll drop him. They're like, damn. Yeah,
Step in the Name of Love must be bumping in the courtroom.
Oh my God. I can go to a party right now and play Trapped in the Closet, and that shit is going off. Okay? All 12. Nigga. Nigga. He just got bangers, man.
Those motherfucking judges must be in the courtroom. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this nigga R. Kelly,
turn it.
He really be tweeting like nothing happened.
He just do regular memes.
He does regular
like
shit.
You got child molestation
this nigga,
cases on you, dog.
Against him. And 20 hours ago, he tweeted a picture of the money calling, like it was calling an iPhone. And this nigga said, "Hello." That was the caption.
Yo, the money call here. Like he's yeah. so. Late, brazenly out here.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
It's amazing.
He does not care. And he tweeted on Easter,
yo,
"You saved me." Oh man.
Yo, he don't give a fuck, bro.
Yeah. There's no evidence against. I think that's what it really does. There's no evidence. It's all accusations.
I saw a videotape of that nigga peeing on a bitch.
Yeah, and she was like, what, 14?
Yes.
He didn't even go to jail for that. That nigga got yes. in the interview and they asked him if he like teenage women. And they said, when you say teenage, how old are we talking?
Yeah. How are we talking now?
Nigga, what?
What?
I don't understand.
He tried. Yo, that nigga Tory tried to give him everything. He's like, dude. He tried to make that nigga seem normal.
Nope.
That nigga R. Kelly just refuses, man.
Ain't nothing normal about R. Kelly.
Nah.
He's Peter Pan, my guy. I'm telling you, he's Peter Pan. He's like a Michael Jackson, but with a stronger case built up.
A strong,
but Michael Jackson got tried for his shit.
Yeah.
R. Kelly ain't been to court in 30 years.
That nigga ain't seen a bailiff.
R. Kelly did go to court before, but that was a long time ago.
It was a quick stint.
I think Bump and Grind was brand new. Like
nigga, Players Club just came out. He's still getting royalty checks.
Players Club.
Yeah, he got his first royalty check.
Son,
from Players Club. Nigga.
Buffy the Body didn't even have a body yet. Oh man, what happened to her? What happened to her?
Fucking nice. I don't
know. Buffy the Body. Oh man, she was in Atlanta. I mean, not Atlanta, ATL.
Yeah, man.
She was
big booty Judy.
And I think what happened with her was she tried to say that she never got any type of surgery, and people found out that she actually did get a butt.
Because there's no way.
Yeah, that shit was
thick. It looked like
that shit was thick.
It looked like it did.
Yeah. Yeah, her shit was definitely not. I mean, it looked natural. Maybe, you know what? Let me look. Because, you know, back then, maybe we didn't know what a fake butt looked like.
But
now
that,
we know.
Yeah. We have evidence.
Yeah, now we know what a fake butt looks like. Let's see. Because maybe it was more obvious than what I thought. Buffy the Body.
Let's see what we got going on here.
I mean, of course she works out now. All right.
Yeah, let me look this up, bro.
Oh, her ass was fake. Bro, what? Oh, my gosh. I was blinded. I was blinded. Her ass to thigh ratio is ridiculous. Damn.
Let's see. Her name is Buffy Caruth. How
yep,
country
Buffy
is
Caruth.
That?
Buffy Caruth.
Buffy Caruth.
Hey, man. Yeah, her ass was definitely fake.
This shit was fake as ass.
We didn't know what a fake ass looked like back then.
Boy,
she was a pioneer.
Yeah, she pulled the wool over our eyes back in 2004.
She was a pioneer, yo.
Motherfucking skis.
Oh, man. She did just like that. Her thighs were thin, her skinny as hell.
Yeah,
she
man.
Definitely went in some woman's basement in fucking Brooklyn, and she stuck a needle in her ass and said that'll be $50.
All the surgery supplies came from the bodega.
Oh, my goodness. She got
this
them shits at CVS.
This is
5 minutes before they close. Yeah, it's bad. It's not. It's and she really tried to lie and say this is my ass.
Yeah, bro. Like, come on,
damn.
Come on, Shorty. Like,
wow. She really She got us.
Yeah, she got us all, man.
She got us. She's on the cover of magazines and everything.
Give it up to all those like male models.
Yeah,
not male models. Male magazine models,
Like the double XL models.
Yeah, like
all the ones from back in the day. Oh, what's her name? Used to be on there all the time. Who's the light skinned girl?
Melissa Ford.
Yes, Melissa Ford. Well, she's not light skinned, bro. What's she? Well, what does Melissa Ford do?
Man,
is she alive?
They was the pioneers, man.
Facts.
All you IG hoes, better man. They gotta, y'all gotta give respect.
Yeah.
Give them like a percentage of y'all flat tummy tea prices, yeah, man.
Facts.
They really paved the way for y'all.
They did.
When it wasn't a lane out there for y'all.
Yeah, like there was that, no social media. It was all
Buffy the Body has had a Twitter today.
All off the muscle.
Man.
Yeah. If Instagram was
better. Had Instagram.
Oh, man. Ooh. Superhead.
Superhead had been a cam girl.
She would have been Queen Means Reina before Queen Means Reina was even born. The nude queen.
Yeah, she
wouldn't exist.
I ain't gonna lie. She's a fine ass. She's fine.
She's all right.
Nah, she's fucking fine.
She's all right. We got to get her on the podcast.
She's fucking fine. One year.
You know, I feel like I could. I feel like we would be able to finesse that because I know people who go to school with her.
Right?
She goes to University of Maryland.
That's a goal. Oh, yeah, she does go to
University. We easily finesse that.
We get it. Like, yo,
I don't know what we would talk about.
Talk about a whole bunch of shit.
Her having no morals, maybe?
Nah, chill, bro. She out here hustling, bro.
Hustling?
No, bro. These niggas really be.
Nah, they be paying her?
They be fucking paying her, bro.
Yeah. I'm not even gonna stunt. If I was a woman, I'd be sending niggas pictures of my pussy all day.
If you're a broke woman,
my pussy would be everywhere.
If you're a broke woman, you are the scum of the earth.
There's no reason for
There's
you to be
no
broke.
Way.
Especially if you fine.
If you got a and you fine,
you could. It don't even matter. You don't even have to be fine. Niggas
you
gonna pay.
Like niggas are gonna pay, bro. Like niggas are like she don't even fuck these niggas. Like she just sends titty pics.
That's it. She only fucks the niggas that are actually
she fucks
in her
the
town.
Niggas she likes.
Yeah, in her in, that can commute.
She's still just living regular life. She just sells titty pics on the side.
That would be me.
What?
I make fun of it all the time. Yeah. $70
because I'm jealous.
Yeah, $70 for 5 hours or whatever you want. I make fun of all of that. Yeah. But if that was me, what? Yeah,
I would be the biggest slut.
Oh man, what? And you don't even have to put your face in that shit. You can cut your face out,
bro. I could send other titties.
Yeah, I'd be sending other titties. Y'all disrespecting
you
the hustle.
Broke women. Yo, you're scum.
Yeah.
And I want you to do better. It's no better. Way you should ever. Because
there's definitely a nigga out here. It don't even have to be titties. It don't have to be none of that. It could be feet. Niggas out here paying for feet.
Bro, I know.
I got feet.
Bro, I got a chick. I know a chick, bro. Like, she went to my school. You know what I'm saying? Me and the homies found out she got a little foot fetish page on the low. I ain't going to say your name, shorty. I know you is. I'm going to let you hustle, though. But she got a foot fetish page. And it's booming.
I need that.
It's booming.
I need that type of hustle, bro.
And like, it's
I'm about
crazy
to Google
like
men foot fetish her, pages.
Her man supports it.
Hell yeah,
it's a beautiful thing,
son.
It's booming, nigga. It's,
if you got a girl and she does that, you cannot be mad.
Feet.
She's
feet.
That pays for you too.
Feet. Like
that's easy.
I can understand you feeling some type of way if it's like your face, titties, face, and I'm.
Yeah.
But it's feet.
Feet. Nobody
that
ever
ain't
know.
Shit.
All she does is get a French manicure
I'm
every week.
I'm at least somebody getting something.
Yeah,
cause I ain't doing shit with
it. It ain't your boy.
It ain't your guy. It ain't Michael. You know what I'm saying? Like me.
I don't know.
There's no, I really don't understand. Like, if it's a woman out here that's broke, it's a woman out here that's like, I'm hungry.
You shouldn't be.
You should not be, bro. That's why I be like, bro, y'all don't have to be charming.
No.
Y'all don't have to finesse y'all way.
There's a lot of dumb men out here who are lonely and who will pay for anything.
Pay. They don't, nigga. The concept of sugar daddies exists.
Yeah, it's real.
And it's a lot of them niggas that don't want the sugar.
They don't. They
literally just want some company.
There's niggas out there who want you to laugh at how small their dick is. And they will pay you for that. They will pay you.
They will pay you to
be like, tell me how small it is.
Just, I mean, we live in a world where niggas like to get beat and get paid for that shit.
Yeah, you seen that one video of the dude, he was letting the girl, like, just kick his nuts in? You ever seen that video?
No.
She was kicking the shit out of it. Yo, she was just
But like, you don't even got to get that devious sexually with it. Like, it's just niggas that'll just pay you
for anything
to be around, just to hang out, go to dinner that they're also gonna pay, just to be a companion. Mm-hmm. You don't gotta fuck or nothing like that. Like, so
nothing.
I wish I was. What?
If I was a woman and nigga, let me be about a 6 or 7.
Yo, if I'm a smooth 6.5, 7.
Yeah, oh, what? That's like, the best way
like
to be.
If I'm like a 6 with a fat ass.
You good.
I'm winning. Mm-hmm. I am, man.
Y'all not playing the game right.
Y'all not playing the game
Get
right.
Get it together. Do
y'all
better.
Y'all really not, man.
Do better. Don't think about what other people think about you. Think about how much money you're going to make.
Think about them checks.
Yeah. Think about the money.
Yeah, the jokes fade.
Yeah. That'll be hearing.
Your tax bracket is forever.
Forever. Forever, ever?
Yeah, man, but yeah, that's a go. We gonna get motherfucking new queen. We gonna get her.
I'm gonna start my own pimp Snapchat pimping association.
Word,
it's gonna be my own brand, and I'm, you know what I mean, I'm gonna just start sprinkling these joints throughout the internet, setting them up, telling them what niggas want to see, how much. That's a bad price. That's too high. I'm gonna just be like an agent,
just an auditor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a consultant, if you will.
Yeah, a motherfucking. A snap hole consultant.
I'm gonna tell you where your stock is, what you need to do better.
Yeah, we have ranking, power rankings.
As of right now, Shalonda got you beat.
You're trending downwards.
Yeah, it's not looking good.
So you need to work some more analytics. Maybe you'll start to see a difference in your trend.
Because right now, just Pete ain't cutting it. You might need to show a little butt.
Yeah. You need to move up a bit. Maybe a little thigh will get you some action. Yeah. But the feet from ankle down, it's getting stale.
It's not happening.
Okay? Listen, I don't get mad at me. These are just the figures.
Don't hate the... These are just the figures.
Don't shoot the messenger.
You can't argue with numbers.
The facts are the facts.
Oh, man. Terrible.
Oh, bro. Like,
terrible.
Dog,
like, oh man! Speaking of horrible,
do you remember the first time like you seen like a chick like you seen like
what somebody
that
selling
Snapchat
pussy?
Selling Snapchats were a thing, and that niggas were doing it.
The first girl I saw, I think, was this one joint from Twitter, mm-hmm. and I forget what her name was, but she wasn't even like all that. Like, that's usually the case.
They're
usually not even like. No
they're
offense,
smooth,
they're
six,
usually
seven,
not
seven.
Women who. Yeah, they're usually not women who are extremely attractive. They're very average. They just.
They just know,
they willing
just, to do it.
Yeah, they're willing to do it. They're they know their angles. Bro. They know how to make shit look really good. And it was this one girl, and she was just selling everything. Like don't talk. Like very stern with like don't talk to me if you're not paying for shit. Like she would talk to niggas like that, and niggas were paying. I'm like, this is wild, yo, and that's bro. All she did. And she can still have a regular job, too, because she never showed her face.
Give me a vagina for, like, a year.
I'm out of here.
I'll get my student
I'm not living
I'll
anywhere near
I'll get my student
here.
Loans paid off, so...
Nigga, I'm moving to L.A. and selling more of it.
I'm putting that shit on wholesale like Costco,
nigga. I would be Brittany Renner in a minute. Just give me some time.
Yeah, I want her to do porn so bad. It's coming.
Yeah, she's
coming.
It's coming. She's kind of an airhead.
It's coming.
She's kind of dumb.
Airhead, the dummies are the ones that make the best pornos. The dummies.
Tiana Trump, she's a dummy.
Yeah. And
that's
her,
a dummy.
Her shits be fire, yeah. Nigga. Adrian Maya, you can look that up on your spare
I
time.
I don't know. That's, yeah, all right, we can talk about that. I don't know porn stars by their names.
Bro, I'm a connoisseur.
I don't know, like, niggas be knowing, like, they trading cards.
Absolutely.
I don't know anyone's name.
Absolutely.
That's just me. I might know, like, two or three. Like, I know who Maserati is.
Oh, love her.
Like, but I don't, other than that, I don't really.
I'll send you a scene.
I mean, everybody knows, man. Mia Khalifa, but she don't even really
she's
count.
Trash.
Yeah, she's trash. But I know her from other stuff Maserati, and the fact that she does bro. Porn. Like, I don't.
You know, I'm a titty man, so Maserati's right
yeah,
up.
Yeah, Maserati
alley.
Got some big ass today.
Right up my alley.
But other than that, I don't know people's names.
When's the last time you watched porn, Elsie? Because you committed, so you don't. There's no need of it for you.
I
can
still
like
watch
that.
Porn though. Like it's not like I can't.
I mean, I'm not that you can't. I'm just saying there's not a need for it because you can have sex.
Yeah, technically.
Technically,
but it's not like it's not like I push a button and be like, ding. Where's the sex button?
No. Man, like the Greek freak in the sheets.
The freak in the sheets.
The freak, the goat, the freak, freak in the sheets.
No. It doesn't work like that. Okay. But, yeah, I mean.
When was the last time you jerked off, Elsie?
Why?
We're getting into it. Yeah.
Be
honest, man.
What's today?
That's my answer. Like, what time is it? Because about 18 hours ago, the sheets money, were rising.
Money, 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 money! Money!
Money shots, nigga. Manual money shots.
Hey, man. You gotta get it how you live.
The bottom of my sheet is crusty.
Don't beat women, beat your dick.
Hey.
Shout out to
Fat. You know what? Don't beat the ladies, beat your meat.
Beat your meat. I beat my meat.
Man, don't. Listen, it deserves it.
Yeah. It does.
They don't.
They don't. They don't deserve your frustration.
Damn. Niggas just need to beat their dick more, man. All the frustration.
That's probably what it is.
Y'all swear.
Beat your dick
niggas
more.
Niggas is pent up.
Mm-hmm.
Just release, man.
Let it out.
Let it out, man.
Stop playing.
Man, I'd be a psychiatrist. That's my only...
Yeah, right. Did you beat your dick today?
Did you beat your dick today?
And you going to come in over like, I don't know. I didn't know. I didn't have time.
Go in the bathroom. I got to have some material.
No, I don't want to go.
Go in the touchpad. They got the touchpad on the wall.
Touchpad. Whatever you want.
And make sure you just put the plastic down.
Oh, man. Don't make he going to come back like, hello, Michael.
Dr. Michael, I've seen the air of my waist.
That shit will bring you back down to earth.
Upon further investigation of my feelings and my actions, I noticed that I have been a hindrance upon others as I have been unto myself. I bid you good day.
I bid you.
Thank you for your services. You are a visionary.
You are a true.
Did genius. You clean up, nigga? Yes, sir.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
It's in the trash can.
Clean shot.
Yeah.
Just flush the toilet.
One shot, one kill.
One shot, one kill.
One shot, one kill, nigga.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to, though. Don't be like Mike and wait more than half your life to start beating your dick.
Yo, like.
You get a lot of built up frustration like that.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
All right. Because, listen. I tell people this, and they look at me, and they go, bullshit.
No way. This disgusting man is not. No. Has not found the greener side.
Horrible filth monger. I did not discover the true wonders of masturbation until about 23.
2 years ago.
Fresh
2 years ago. I'll say a year and a half just to make it sound dramatic.
I never started beating my dick. I never ever once masturbated to completion at all. I've tried, but I felt nothing. But it was just one day during the summer of 2015, so it's 22.
Yeah.
Because I remember I was doing it a lot in the college semester after that. It was a fury. But I had my own private room.
You had your own room.
It was lit. Nigga, I was going motherfucking Fourth Reich on my dick, nigga. Nigga, I was...
It was
World War VII on this shaft, nigga. It was in fuego.
Nigga took himself to Pound Town.
Nigga, every night.
Round trip.
My ticket was
we going
was
there and
punched.
Back. Nigga, season,
every night.
Season pass to Pound Town.
Nigga, it was motherfucking. It was a Six Flags Pound Town.
They got a flash pass.
Flash pass.
Straight to the front of the line.
Look at these niggas in the back. Nigga, season. Yo, bro. So, yeah, it was summer of 2015.
Yeah.
So I was 22, not 23.
Mm-hmm.
One day I'm going at it, and I'm like, let's try again. Because, I know nothing's going to happen, but I'm trying.
I know nothing's going to happen,
but I just do it anyway.
Oh,
so
man.
I'm like, and then I start feeling a surge. I'm like, oh, what's this? It's like when you got something in a crock pot water boiling over. It's like a tea kettle. And it's just going up more. And I'm like, whoa, crack a toe.
Krakatoa!
Like Squidward when he was a superhero. Krakatoa! Nigga, I was in that bitch like,
that ain't that.
When I busted off my first time, bro, I was like motherfucking bone crusher. When it comes, I'm Terry John! Nigga,
motherfucking, oh my god.
This dick was never scared.
Oh man. Scared after that. Been scaring him ever since. No, not again, no!
I'm like, you know what it is. Every time the lights go dim. Whenever I climb in that bed, it's liable.
Ooh, it's liable.
It's liable to go down.
Down. Yeah, I just renewed that man, season bro. Pass. Found down. Oh, man.
I stamped my ticket again. You know what it is. That ass, bro. Like,
you already said, oh, what is this? What's going on?
I need a double dose. I know I did it.
But we did it this morning.
I need a double dose. I knew what I said. But I know what I want. See, I like you.
And I want you. Now, we can do this the
easy way.
Or the hard way.
The hard way. Either way.
It's getting,
I'm going to bust.
Either way, it's getting done.
So, yeah, man.
So you're somewhat of a late bloomer.
Been happily married ever since. To myself.
Haven't needed much else.
Yeah, I haven't looked back.
Doing great in life.
Doing great. Feeling good, living better.
Oh my god, that shit just made me cry.
Nigga, I cry every night out of my penis. And those are tears of joy. White tears of joy.
White
milky joy. Sticky tears of joy. And it's a lovely tear stream.
Oh, stop it.
I'm like a pea shooter, boy. Like a motherfucking AR. I'm like a gold AR scar in Fortnite.
Oh man, just get
got the sticky iffy blicky.
Oh man, the stiffy iffy
in my pants. Anywho.
Shout out to you.
Shout out, yeah.
For discovering yourself.
Shout out to self-love.
Oh, man. Love yourself.
Love yourself.
Love yourself and don't love nobody else.
You gotta love yourself before you can love others.
You do.
And that's what I'm doing. I'm getting reacquainted with self.
Yeah. It's a fact.
You know? It's a great time.
It is. No complaints.
Speaking of loving yourself and treating yourself,
mm-hmm.
Let's talk about this motherfucking Tyrone.
Oh, man.
Okay. Who has been treating himself.
So we're a little late. We didn't get a chance to talk about it. It happened in between episodes. You know what I mean?
It literally happened the day after, dropped, bro.
Yeah. So if you haven't heard, Tyrone Hankerson was a student at Howard University. I think, well, he still is a student. He's about to graduate in May, next month. Here's the thing. Because you know how financial aid is. If you know a certain person in financial aid and you're cool with them, they can give you a certain amount of money. Mm-hmm. Now, he was that nigga in financial aid and he knew people. So he was not only getting all the grants, all the everything, he was doing that and getting large amounts of it. So that's why when he was with his lawyer, he was saying he didn't do anything wrong, he didn't do anything illegal, mm-hmm. which is starting to kind of make sense, as crazy as it sounds. Because he did 4 years, 5 years of undergrad and 2 years of law.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 7 years. Mind you, he's going to Howard. Howard's expensive. And he also studied abroad 2 out of those 5 years or something like that. Two or three out of those 5 years. So that is a lot of money that accumulates over the years. Now, the way he went about everything was where he fucked up.
Illegal?
Because this nigga, obviously, he was getting... And they asked him, well, what about your refunds that you were getting? Like, how much were you getting in refunds? And didn't that, like, kind of raise a red flag? Like, whoa, I'm getting a lot of money here. He's like, well, you know, I don't. His gay ass. Well, I don't remember how much I got. I don't know.
I don't question God's plan.
Basically is what he said. Like, so nobody knows how much he got. I just need somebody to pull out the real receipts and see how much money this man was getting. Because all they said was he got $429,000.
Yes, that nigga stole
that
half.
That is like half a so million. My thing is, is he half a million dollars in debt?
Half a million.
That shit is crazy.
Dollars.
Crazy.
From a university.
Yeah, that has rat problems.
All those schools got rat problems.
You go to, yeah, if you go to HBCU, you sleep with roaches.
Shout out to Hampton.
Yeah. shout out my cousin Ty.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
He about to graduate, but
PWIs is looking better.
Oh, man, shout out to Kane University. Yeah. Go Cougars!
Go Red Hawks and Montclair.
Listen, bro. That PWI... I was chilling.
It's called security.
Niggas was chilling. They'll take care of you.
They had no choice.
I ate all the time.
Cause
I ate five times a day.
And the food was nutritious.
It was bad. Yeah, actually, they counted the calories. We didn't have fried chicken Wednesdays.
Thursdays or Sundays.
Yeah, it was never that. We always ate healthy. Know what I mean?
There was an abundance of kale.
An abundance. You know, I had a fresh salad line.
Daily.
You know,
fresh omelets.
There was never any intruders on the campus. You know, regular college stuff.
You know, school,
educational,
college. Yes,
yeah. Collegiate.
You know what I'm saying?
But shout out to you if you go to HBCU. Nobody's shaming you.
Yeah, I'm not shaming.
I ain't mad at you.
But don't shame us.
Yeah, don't shame us. Yeah.
When you're in the motherfucking
if
roof.
You don't go to a if you went to a PWI, then that you're just your black card needs to be revoked. Duh, duh, duh. Nigga, you know how much money it is to get out of state, dickhead.
Nigga, I applied to school back in 2011. Motherfucking Howard was asking for 40 G's.
40 G's a year, right?
A year.
Yeah. Damn near a semester.
And wasn't giving me a dime.
Not a nickel.
I was like, you could suck my penis. Because I meant to say something else,
but
I couldn't get it out.
Yeah.
But you can suck it from the...
That shit is mad funny.
Yeah.
I actually love that shit. It's pretty funny.
But yo, like, from the back, bro. Like, are you kidding me? And that was back in 2000. I can only imagine what it is.
It goes
now,
up every year.
7 years later?
Nigga, 7 years later, they're talking about this shit gotta be free because this don't make no sense.
It's absolutely ridiculous,
bro. Yeah,
it's
kind of wild.
It doesn't make no sense. I would never. Like, yeah. And then for the roofs that we came in, y'all can't get no food. Niggas can't get enough housing.
Yeah, that's another thing.
And then all the while, this motherfucker is stealing $500,000
sitting in financial aid
office. Around,
chilling.
To run around in motherfucking
mink coats with Gucci shoes.
Gucci man purses.
What the
a
hell?
A black Range Rover with a media team taking pictures of him.
And you mean to tell me this nigga only worked in a financial aid office 20 hours
that
a week?
That nigga's wearing motherfucking Auburn blazers.
Son.
That probably only wore
wild,
once.
Bro.
Living like Dame Dash, wear a t-shirt and never wear it again.
Never wear it again. That was the greatest episode. That... Dame Dash's episode of NTV Cribs was the best one, followed up by Redman.
Yes, Redman.
Those two episodes go back to
that. Redman was and like a regular nigga.
He proved that rappers don't make a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's what he proved. He proved that it's all a facade.
He said this shit is fake.
That nigga said we got PlayStation, Dreamcast. They put it in slow motion. He was like...
That nigga looked like that nigga was playing Tetris.
That shit was funny. But man...
Yo, these niggas. That nigga's going to jail.
I don't think he's going to jail.
That nigga's going to jail.
I don't think he's going to go because I feel like they're going to realize that he didn't do anything wrong. It was the university allowing that to happen. I don't think he's going to go to jail.
He works in there.
He does. I don't think he stole.
He did steal.
I think they gave it to him.
He stole.
I don't think he stole.
He's in charge of giving shit out.
But he still had to go through someone. He couldn't give it to himself. Son, like he said, he was there for 7 years. When I listened to the interview, it sounded dumb. But when you think about it, it was like,
so,
okay.
So it's like, say like, motherfucker, a nigga work at a bank. You like the number two nigga at a bank.
Yeah.
The number one nigga trusts you.
Yeah.
You've been working there for years.
Yeah.
But you signing checks off to yourself. And he's not going to really double check you like that because he trusts you.
Okay.
So whose fault? It's his fault for doing. Like, you said, I'm going to get over on this nigga and sign checks to myself or scholarships, grants to myself, because I know they're not going to suspect me because I got staying in here.
That's true.
So, and mind you, this is Washington, D.C. Everything in Washington, D.C. is automatically a Fed case.
Automatically, yeah.
Yeah.
It's facts.
Nigga, you steal a motherfucking bubblegum wrapper. You going to the feds, nigga. Federal. There's no
federalities.
There's no state. There's no county. It's all federal, nigga. And this nigga and the nigga that stole a $500,000 from an accredited black university.
Yeah.
That nigga's going to prison.
It's looking that way. I mean, I think
that nigga going to jail.
I feel like he might have some leeway in this because it could be the university that messed up. And they fired six people before him. But he wasn't one of the six that got fired.
He was lying there fucking lying.
He wasn't one of the six that got fired.
He might have been. Got fired, so that tells me you probably was in there lying on niggas. Could possibly.
It's very possible.
Or lying saying, you know it's not me.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's hard to tell.
That nigga's going down. Mm-hmm. I hope he enjoyed it.
He did.
I hope he got his mileage out of it. I hope he took all the IG pictures that he think he could get the mileage out of, because that motherfucker is going down.
It's not looking good for him.
At all. It's not looking good at all.
Oh, man.
He ain't going to make it, B.
Nah, he's not.
Nah.
He Ooh. Jail prison ain't for him. I low-key hope he doesn't go, because he ain't going to survive, my guy.
He won't survive. Like, it's guaranteed.
Too sweet. He too sweet for that.
That nigga
sweeter than pound cake.
Peach cobbler with icing.
And ice cream. Sweet boy.
That nigga is sweeter than toasted strudel icing.
I never liked toasted strudel.
Those shits are delicious, bro.
You like them?
Those shits were great.
Hell no, toasted strudel are nasty.
Those shits were great, bro.
Toasted strudel are nasty.
I'm going to get some.
Them shits are disgusting. I hated them.
Those shits were great, bro.
Hated them.
I get the fuck out.
Hated them. Make you look like a toast strudel, but I ain't eating it. So, you said you got some would you rathers, right?
Yeah, I got a couple, man. I got a couple would you rathers and shit. All right. So, let's look. I know the first one was, would you rather lose all the money and valuables and possessions that you have, right? Or lose every picture you ever took.
Every picture I've ever took. And that's hard because I don't delete anything. Damn. I don't think I'd rather lose all the pictures. I can't lose the valuables.
I don't have valuable shit. I need to keep the pictures, bro.
I have valuable shit like my Mac. Like, I have shit I can't get rid of.
You can replace Macs, though.
You can.
That's easy. Yeah. Go to work. Go do overtime. Save in about, 6 months?
And it said valuables, not money.
Like, valuables, money, all that. Let's say I automatically assume everything you got saved.
All the money?
Let's say everything you got saved in your account, gone. And everything that's of significant value that you own, gone.
Or get rid of all the pictures.
Or get rid of every picture you've ever taken. I'm getting rid of the valuables, bro.
Bro, all the money I have?
I don't got shit. So that's number one.
I don't got shit.
So
I think I'm going to have to get rid of the pictures, man.
Damn.
I mean, because I have too many. I have valuable things that I have worked for.
What you got saying? So niggas can hit a lick on you?
Well, first of all, don't worry about me. Respect people.
Don't worry about me, nigga.
Respect people, privacy, bless up. But I got too many pictures that I don't know, man. The pictures, it's hard. I can't get rid of the valuables. I can't. It has to be the pictures. It's got to be. Nah. I love pictures. I have a lot of pictures that I take, and I have a lot of pictures that mean a lot.
All
but
the
like
pictures that you got, bro.
Like even the pictures of me when I was a young boy.
Every single one.
I'm so happy this isn't a real situation.
Gone.
This is stressful. I'm still good with the pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah, get rid of the pictures. Because I have valuables that take a lot of the time.
But what amount of time is compared to forever?
You
lost all the shit you own right now. You can get most of that shit back by this time next year.
I guess that's true. Because, again, it's not like I have a whole lot.
You don't have a whole lot.
It's not like I have everything.
You can get at least 80% of that shit back by this day next year.
I don't know.
And that's your car included, too.
Yeah, because I'm getting a new one. Shout out to that.
Hey. Shit, let me get the old one, nigga.
I'm selling that. I mean, let's try. That shit ass. I wouldn't sell it to you. I'll sell it to somebody else. Put like that. Okay. Yeah, I ain't gonna.
So, if you listen to the pod, Elsie's selling his car.
Yeah, holla at your boy.
Yeah. It's good.
It's great. Yeah.
It's a great vehicle.
But, I think I'm still. For the sake of this, I'm going to go get rid of the pictures because I have stuff. I have valuables I wouldn't want to get rid of. Like,
oh, God, shit, bro.
Because it's still, what if it's a valuable that I didn't realize I could never get back? Like, that'll be crazy. Okay,
sentimental value.
Yeah. Things. Okay. Like, what if it was something I just could not get back? Like,
I only had too much shit like that. The only shit I would really miss is probably the hat we got signed, hence we got signed by Kendrick.
Yeah, by Kendrick, that was fire. But I feel like it wouldn't be something that I realized until it was actually gone, and that would make me feel even worse.
Right.
So yeah, I'm gonna still go with the pictures. You can get rid of the pictures. As bad as it sounds.
Nah, I'm gonna keep the pictures, man. I'm gonna keep it. But
all right, what else?
You know, teach their own.
What else
you got? We got one more. I'm gonna keep it light on those today.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, would you rather have an orgasm every hour for the rest of your life?
That's stressful.
Or never orgasm ever again.
Every hour for the rest of my life.
Really?
You would never ever?
But every hour?
Nigga, never ever?
But every hour?
Because by the fifth year,
going to
sleep. Nigga, by the fifth year, you're going to be like, I wish I could just bust a nut.
But like, listen to this, like. First of all, you're busting nuts in church. You're busting nuts
every hour
at family dinner.
I mean, first of all, you're gonna have to plan your day around it, so you got to make sure you're not doing these things
every day at the 36th minute of the hour. I gotta go out of society because I'm coming. Imagine the 30 seconds leading. I can't drive long distances. On the fucking highway.
Oh, man. Just about to destroy everything. About to blast a hole into forever.
You can't get a regular night's worth of sleep.
Yeah.
Imagine going to sleep.
Because you go to sleep for 6 hours.
Let's go to
sleep. That's three nuts. That's six nuts.
That's where 8 hours sleep. Nigga, you are going to be soggy by the time you get up.
By the time you get up, you're going to be stiff.
Yeah. Motherfucking jaws will be sticking to you like, ah!
Kind of ripped. Oh, that's disgusting.
Motherfucking homemade wax kit.
Never busting a nut ever again, ever? Ever? For the rest of your life?
I think I'd rather do that than not deal with the stress of every hour.
I'm going with every hour.
You can't function.
Nigga, you'd be.
Sex is meaningless.
You'd be grumpy as hell. You would be horrible. You would feel horrible.
Yeah.
At all times. Because so you
I'm
know
thinking,
in the back of your
I'm
mind,
thinking, though,
I can
well,
never
no,
bust
I
a nut
not
ever
bust
again.
Nuts because I was having sex, so that don't count.
Nah.
Every hour, bro, that's.
I mean, whoever thought of that question was wilding, first of all.
That.
But every hour compared to never 24
ever? 24 nuts a day?
Never ever?
24.
Never ever?
I do two and I am Tucker. And that's one in the morning and one at night. Yeah. And I am wiped out.
And you sleep for 8 hours after that. But you go to sleep like, woo!
So, the two you do, but time 12, that's one day.
Oof.
Nigga, that's.
That's a lot.
24 times 7. Oh, boy. That's 168 nuts a week.
Yeah, that's
yikes.
That doesn't sound too. That doesn't sound pleasant.
Now what's the laundry you're gonna accrue?
That doesn't sound good at all. Yeah, laundry.
Your laundry is. Oh man, that means you're doing more laundry. Your life is more expensive. Water bills go up. You're going through underwear. Got to keep buying those at their time.
But nigga, you never bust a nut ever again.
Nigga, this affects your entire life.
And both of them do.
I get it, but this shit makes your life more expensive.
I don't know, man. I don't think I can never, ever, ever again. That's wild to even think about. There's got to be a loophole.
Yeah.
There's got to be some way you can figure this out. Like,
man. It is what it is, player.
Oh, man. I think I'm going to still go with every hour.
Oh, boy. Nah. Give me the no-nut option.
The no-nut option.
I'll just ride it out. Because I'm not doing this an hour.
Yeah.
I get two and I'm... I am pooped. Nigga, I am sweepy.
Nigga said sweepy.
Nigga, I am sweepy, nigga. I'm ready to go.
Oh, man.
It's an instant.
I can't even see. Where we at?
We're about an hour right now.
Okay.
So, got a few more minutes left before we ride out.
Oh, you know what else I want to talk about?
What else do we got?
I wanted to talk about how funny this whole SpongeBob thing has been.
Oh, yo, SpongeBob, can we, like, understand and know that SpongeBob
has a situation for everything?
I might have to say that SpongeBob is the greatest and most influential cartoon of all time.
That, of all time? Top three.
I think it's number one, man.
Top three. I would say top two.
I don't have, like, you got your legends like Mickey Mouse and Bugs Bunny in there.
First of all, Mickey Mouse was wild.
Absolutely wild.
Niggas was poking holes in Swiss cheese with they meat.
Well, you know, okay. Absolutely. Sick times. But I would have to say from the year 2000 on, of this millennium, SpongeBob SquarePants is the greatest and most influential cartoon, absolutely hands down. Nothing's touching it. Nothing has a wider range as far as demographics. There are children today still getting new SpongeBob SquarePants
episodes. Very true.
There are new ones still coming. They're about to be on their fourth or fifth movie. Bro, it's been... SpongeBob SquarePants came out like 98, 99.
Yeah, 99.
It's 2018.
We were in kindergarten.
Nigga, we was in... Yes!
Yeah, literally
we were even in first fucking grade.
Yeah. Jeez.
And they're still getting... They're cranking out new ones today.
It's still funny.
And they're still good. Apparently, still I watched a couple.
Still
they're
funny.
Still good. I don't understand how them niggas haven't run out of ideas yet.
I don't know. I mean, it's like The Simpsons. Well, actually, it's not like The Simpsons because The Simpsons just keeps up with present day time.
Yeah, that's easy.
SpongeBob makes episodes.
Like, yeah, they're just different. Like, yeah. It's easy to like comment on today's shit.
Yeah.
Just keep going. You know what I'm saying? But you see, like, they still have memes that come up.
The memes.
There's a like meme for everything.
Well, first of all, the one when he's standing there out of breath, whew, that shit is funny. They put the Blac Chyna outfit on her, and they said Blac Chyna when she was swinging that thing at their kids. First of all, she's a grown-ass woman. She needs to get her shit together.
So what happened?
Apparently, she was at Six Flags with her boyfriend, who's YBN Almighty. Who's with
YBN? Who's 18. A fresh 18. She's dating.
She's 29, probably about to be 30.
And he's 18.
And he's 18. And they were at Six Flags together. And she had her daughter, or whoever, daughter, son, daughter, maybe.
His playmate.
Yeah, her daughter. Yeah.
And taking her boyfriend and her daughter out for a play date.
Yeah, they went out. And apparently, somebody was touching her daughter. I didn't understand. I'm not sure what the full story is. But she tried to fight. And it looked like the girl that she was trying to fight was young, too, more than likely. And it was just a whole big-ass mess. And she out here throwing her daughter's little car at her. Like, the bitch got to get her shit together. It's been a downfall ever since the whole sex tape, you know, and then she cheated on. And then it came out that she was given Ray, I mean, what's his name, head?
Rich the Kid.
Well, yeah, she cheated. Rich the Kid cheated on his wife with her. And then same with
why?
Same with what's his name from Ray Shremmer. Sway Lee got caught up with her. And it's just always a mess.
People look at, like, I look at, like, why, what is wrong with these niggas, bro?
First of all, nothing's attractive about Blac Chyna.
Nothing attractive, like, nothing.
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 She's not
cute. She's not funny. Yep. She's a bird. And from what we've already seen, her motherfucking sex game is tr-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da I don't get it.
I don't get the hype.
I don't understand. She just took that picture that came out. She looked like, oh, her man. Ass looks like a ball sack from the front, bro.
It does.
Nigga it says, looks like she got a pair of swinging nuts.
Swinging nuts.
Like a dog.
She got ass balls. Like that shit.
She look like a dog that hasn't been fixed yet.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't know. She's done. And then all the while, you know what I'm saying, Rob Kardashian is glowing up. He's losing weight.
He is?
He's getting hot. Oh, yeah. He's starting to look good.
Oh, man. Sexy Rob about to come back.
Sexy Rob's about to come back on you hoes, man. He's looking like he's loving life, you know, loving his loving his child.
Good for him.
That he unfortunately had with Blac Chyna.
Betty wish Rob was cool. He was cool for a minute, but then
I don't know what happened. I guess he just went into a little, you know, a little funk, a little depression. Yep. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to him for not succumbing to it, man.
Yeah. Because he could have took the easy way out,
man, and it'll mess with you, bro. Mm-hmm. But he's looked like he's getting better every day, getting healthier, losing weight, looking good. You know what I'm saying? Loving on his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? All the while, you know what I'm saying, Kanye West is out in the mountains of in the plains
Wyoming,
of Montana and
Wyoming, yeah. Recording this album, about to drop his heat on these niggas.
That's probably the best in the year by far. And then he's going to have a pair of awful sneakers to go with it.
Yep, of course.
But he's still my goat.
A pair of awful sneakers.
Yeah, the last sneakers he just put.
He put out some poop.
He been putting out some poop lately.
Boop, boop.
Like,
boop, boop. Yeah, he put out some fire and then put out some trash.
It was the originally used as fire. Then the next was after. They was like, all right.
Yeah.
They're not as fire as the last one, but these are cool. Mm-hmm. But then after that.
Downhill.
Nah, man. You got to do better for that, Kanye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What else we got? Do we have anything else? I feel like there was something else that I wanted.
I feel like it's something else. Like, I feel like it's always
it's
something.
On the tip of my tongue. What was it? What was it?
Oh, man.
Oh, that's what it was.
What?
Niggas getting blocked by celebrities on Twitter. Have you ever got blocked by a celebrity on Twitter?
Bro, I don't even remember, bro.
Really?
I don't. I really don't.
It's a pivotal moment.
The only person I know blocked me is the motherfucking Black Sports Online nigga.
Really?
BSO.
Why? He's cool.
I'm going to call him an idiot over something.
And he blocked
me. I called him a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
And he blocked me.
That's kind of weak.
So every time I got to see one of his tweets, I go on a podcast page to look at it.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I mean, his tweets be all right. He'd be providing some information.
You sure?
I mean, he just reports stuff. He doesn't really, like...
Yeah.
I mean, it's never been anything.
Whatever. I mean, hey. You know what I'm saying? Hey.
No.
I know you got blocked by K Michelle, right?
Yeah. Niggas got blocked by K Michelle.
You mind telling us the story on that?
There was a picture going around. Apparently, allegedly, it was a picture of her, but I'm not even sure if it was. But you know, people kept saying it was. So it was like she just like looked like she lost a lot of weight,
mm-hmm.
And she looked like the one dude from Courage the Cowardly Dog, the dude that was like "Return the Slab." So I put the picture.
What's up, America?
Or yeah, so it was that, and I put the pictures like side by side, and I said, "Please, somebody, please return the slab to K Michelle." Automatic block, off rip, and then also I got blocked by what's her name, Parker McKenna Posey.
Who the fuck is that?
You know that is. That's Katie from My Wife and Kids.
How'd you get blocked by her for fine ass?
First of all, she's fine as fuck. Somebody was like, who was your childhood crush or somebody like that? Or who was somebody you used to have a crush on but don't anymore? I was like, it used to be. And I added her. I said, it used to be Parker McKenna Posey until I found out she was dating Problem. Who was her boyfriend? Who was a rapper?
That nigga. What?
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 I think they broke up, but because she's with some other nigga now,
uh-huh.
Or something. She messed around.
At the time they were together.
Yeah, they were at the. Yeah. And she blocked me. I don't know. Like I'm like, bitch. It was a joke. Like, yeah, you used to be my crush. I didn't know you went out with
Bob.
What's
your date missing? Why?
I thought you were single. No, I mean, you got to... When you had the fantasy of somebody being single, it changes everything when you find out that they got a girl... I mean, a boyfriend, like...
Especially a subpar rapper.
Yeah, especially a nigga who's just all right.
Just a cool...
A blip on the radar.
He's cool.
Yeah, he cool. Nigga ain't put out a song in forever.
Oh, speaking of rappers... What? Motherfucking... Say, little bitch... She motherfucking...
Oh, man, yeah. Cardi B has finally basically said that she's pregnant.
She's a pregnant.
She's pregnant.
By Offset, is that correct?
Offset, I'm pretty sure. I mean, don't hurt you.
Did you listen to her new song?
Yeah, I actually didn't mind it.
Yeah?
It's not bad.
I didn't care for it.
Like, somebody tweeted, they said it was childish. It is childish.
Yeah, I didn't care for it.
I mean, it was all right. I like the hook. I think it's going to grow on people. Like, the more you hear it, the more you're going to be like, all right, I like
that
this.
One, I don't see catching on that fact.
I do.
I don't.
I do. It's going to take some time. It's not going to be an automatic hit.
Like, Bordak Yellow, as soon as I heard it, I was
automatic.
Like...
Yeah,
I was
it's like, automatic.
Yeah.
It's automatic.
And then everything else. But this one, this is going to take some work.
It's going to be the hook.
Yeah. Yeah, this one's going to be like, yeah, this is going to take
a little
The
bit. Hook is going to get people. It's not going to be the actual lyrics because then, you know, and then also, speaking of lyrics, people basically found out that Cardi B has a ghostwriter. Which has already been.
You told me about
it's
that.
Already been kind of known. Like, my barber told me a little story about how one of her ghostwriters is a friend of her ex boyfriend. Because if you don't know, Cardi B is Brim. Brim is a branch of Bloods. It's a chapter.
Gangland.
It's a chapter of the Blood.
Yeah, it's the motherfucking Brim chapter.
The Almighty Brim chapter.
Almighty Brim chapter.
Of North Jersey, yeah, as Mike clashes his fingers together. Brim! You ever seen that video? The interview? Brim! Brim, nigga!
The interview?
Yeah, the interview. Brim! Brim, nigga! I am Brim!
For everything!
For everything, nigga!
Brim! Brim!
This is Brim. But, you know, Cardi B is Brim. And then apparently her ex-boyfriend is Brim. And then the dude who's ghostwriting for her is a friend of her ex-boyfriend's and kind of, you know... Gave her the keys a little bit. Just started writing for her. And he was like, yo, this probably be hot.
Yeah.
You know, well, Cardi B, first of all, for her situation, she was a stripper and she was a public figure.
Yeah.
For her to do that made perfect sense.
So they just found a way in.
Yeah, like, come on, son. Like, nobody's taking anything away from Cardi B if she has a ghostwriter. It does not matter. Yeah. Because she's literally just a public figure who is able to put her own...
Now Nicki Minaj, you get yours out, so we can all just
If Nicki's ghostwriter, if Nicki's ghostwriter can just come forth,
just step forward,
yeah,
because we know you're out there.
We know we don't know who you are, but we know you exist.
I have an idea.
And we know your ass. Yeah, everybody thinks
we know
your
cheeks.
Yo, speaking of
just come out, bro.
Speaking of Safari. This nigga got this nigga got robbed and told, he was like, yo, I'll help the police find out who did this. First of all, this nigga got robbed for $183,000.
What? Why did you have that much money?
I think he was walking around with his whole life on him. Nigga, why? For a nigga to get robbed and say, I'm going to help the cops?
That nigga was walking around with his retirement plan on him.
Yeah, with his 401k on his hip. What the hell are you walking around with that much money for in your Safari?
Nah.
What the
you
hell?
You walk around with that much money on, you deserve to get robbed.
You deserve it.
You're an asshole.
The nigga said he's going to help the police. There's no reason to be walking $183,000.
No logical reason to have that much money on you.
Unless they took, bro. They must have put, you're took chains. Asshole, it must have been jewelry included. That's the only thing I can think of. Nigga.
And I am shocked. I, for one, am shocked that he's able to acquire such amount of money on him. At one time.
I mean, them VH1's checks aren't as small as people think they are, and he makes club appearances.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta think.
Those are pretty penny.
If you make a club appearance, no matter how corny you are, he's on VH1. People are gonna show out. And especially after the whole dick pic situation, bitches is coming.
Yeah, nigga piping like, yeah.
Bitches is coming. So, they were paying him to make these club appearances, and he got bread. So,
yeah.
But there's no excuse to be walking around with that kind of money.
You're a dumbass. You put on a neon sign that said "Rob me," and a nigga took that as an invitation, and he obliged.
And he fucking robbed you,
and now you're upset.
Now you're looking stupid.
Nope, don't feel sorry for you.
Not at all.
Nope,
nigga's dumb. Well, I mean, we already knew he was dumb. My thing is, how come he doesn't have any goons? Nigga already got chased out of town. He got beat up by Meek and his niggas.
Who is going to be Safari's goon?
Nigga, if for the money, anybody,
man.
If he's paying you,
a different nigga to be like, yo, man, I'm Safari's muscle.
He's paying him. Who gives a fuck?
I rough people up for Safari.
Do you think X would care about whose muscle he is as long as he's getting paid?
Shout out to our boy X.
He doesn't care. He wouldn't care.
He doesn't care about a lot of things.
Exactly. A lot of security niggas don't.
Some of these niggas got images to uphold.
No, they don't. If they're security, they don't give a fuck. They just want to beat somebody up for money.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I don't think I can look myself in the mirror if I know.
It's facts.
I take care of Safari's light work.
Security niggas don't care. As long as they get a check. They don't care. I'm telling you. They don't give a fuck. They get paid to beat people up. And half the time, they're not even doing anything. They're really just around. Because nobody tries them when they see that big-ass nigga. They're like, oh, I'm going to stay away.
Yeah.
Not going to go there.
That's
how it goes. But shout out to Safari for saying, no. That much bread.
This is one last thing I wanted to talk about. I remember.
Mm.
Motherfucking Myles Garrett, bro.
What about him?
You ain't see what that nigga said?
No.
On Twitter?
Myles Garrett from the Cleveland Browns?
From the Cleveland Browns, defensive end. Let me look this up.
I ain't hear nothing about that.
So if you don't know, Myles Garrett is, he is now a second year player.
Yeah.
Defensive end.
From the uprising Cleveland Browns.
From the uprising, hopefully, Cleveland Browns.
That nigga's about to be nice.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm looking for his tweet now. He just said some stupid ass.
What'd you say? I love white women?
No.
I love fucking white bitches.
I mean, that's fine. That's what, I mean, come on. He still has it up. What an asshole.
Wow.
Okay. Myles Garrett. I quote, "I will never understand the usage of the N-word. Who can say it and who can't say it? When and why you should be offended by it? Either everyone should say it or no one should say it." End quote. Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett.
To a certain extent, I understand what he's trying to say.
No.
But he's just a fucking idiot.
Myles Garrett.
This nigga, man.
I don't have a long soliloquy for you, my nigga. I'm going to keep it short. Blow dick.
Yeah.
Because you're an idiot.
Yeah.
What school did that nigga go to?
Texas A&M.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, and he also one of them niggas that he don't keep his hair cut.
Nah.
He let that shit grow up and have a matted fro.
Walking around looking like Wes from How to Get Away with Murder.
Yeah.
Get a shape up, you dusty nigga.
Dusty dust ball ass.
Dusty
bitch. Looking like Frederick Douglass. And motherfucking Andrew Bynum had a motherfucking disgusting love child. Fucking bitch. All the coons.
Yeah, the coon niggas don't get their hair cut.
All the coon niggas. Male and female always have issues with their hair.
Yeah.
Like, all the black chicks, they be like, I only date white guys. Their hair looks horrible. It's horrid. I've never seen one. It's disgusting. They look awful. Niggas, too.
Got the Gabby Douglas wigs.
Yeah. Well, shout out to Gabby Douglas.
Because she got thick and she looks...
She got thick in a month.
She fine as hell.
Yo, I saw her coldest balls with Kevin. Mm-hmm.
She was flirting the whole time too. I'm like,
I was like, Gabby.
Gabby kinda fine.
You kinda fine, yo. Yeah. You done thickened up.
Yeah, Gabby fine.
Like a roux.
Gabby fine now.
Baby, you done thickened up like some motherfucking like some gravy. Jesus.
Yeah, she fine now. Yeah, shout out to her.
Man. Shout out to Gabby.
And her wig wasn't too bad.
And her hair was looking all right.
It was looking all
she
right.
She learned a lesson.
Yeah.
See, for the smart ones, it only takes one time. With some of you stupid niggas like Myles Garrett.
Oh, man. Dummy.
Some of you ding-dong dummies.
Ding-dong.
You gotta be... Just, man, go fuck yourself, Myles Garrett. I don't understand why. Why is a black man, black woman,
are you even questioning me that?
Yeah,
like,
what
nigga,
what is the gain?
Like, yeah, what are you gaining from any of that?
You want to betray your people so bad?
Yeah.
You are less, like, what is wrong with you niggas?
You weird. You weird, bull, man.
All them niggas is weird, bro. I don't fuck with nothing. Man, listen.
Yeah, I don't. Can't fuck with anybody talking like that.
Especially, like, from and you're a black person.
Yeah.
But he don't understand because that nigga's an athlete. He's been coddled his whole life. He never had to go through
the He's not one of them adopted niggas, is he?
I wouldn't be surprised if he
was, bro. You know, adopted niggas.
I wouldn't be surprised. Here's Miles's.
Here's Miles' parents family. And his fucking two old ass white people. What is this, the Blind
Chester,
Side?
Chester and Jane. Motherfucking a defensive Blind Side, but for on defense.
Oh man.
Man, fuck it.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
He's a fucking moron, bro.
Moron.
Motherfucking moron.
Oh man.
Motherfucking
niggas is weird, man. Man. Hey, it is.
Ugh. Ugh. Shit, man. I'm done with these.
I'm done here.
I don't think I have too much else or anything else.
I'm good. Pretty I'm done. Good.
Yeah, you done?
I'm done. Good.
Nigga, because earlier I was trying to figure out, like, I was like, yo, man, let's get this top list of topics together. You're like, man.
Fuck it.
Fuck it, man. It's gonna be good either way. And you're right. You put out another heater, you put out more heat rock for that ass. Not what I'm saying, honest.
We got you know, we're gonna have more guests for y'all. The weather was cold, so you know, nobody wants to really go anywhere, so we weren't asking people to come to us. We weren't going to people. But when it gets warm, that's when we will be getting our guests in. We will definitely have Kev Rogers. We got my boy DJ Tempo coming up soon. Dule, yes. Definitely. Yes. We gotta get Saturn eventually.
Yes.
No, I mean, it's we gonna get them, and yes. We're gonna have, you know, we're not gonna have interviews, but we just want to get people's takes on stuff.
Yeah, we're gonna be more mobile in the coming months.
Yep.
Yeah, man. Once this weather breaks, because
obviously we're going to New York as well.
Yes.
So that
act like this motherfucking this weather don't act like it want to shake, man.
Nah, it's not.
It wants to linger on, man. Bro. And
it's not.
I'm getting tired of it.
It's about to be cold. My birthday is next Wednesday. It's about to be maybe 50 degrees. Yeah, so.
Yeah, man. Like,
we'll see. But
we'll see, man.
Definitely more content coming soon.
More content, man.
Make sure you follow us on everything. You should know by now what the fuck it is.
Yeah, and if you don't, I'll say it for you, nigga. You herb.
You fucking herbivore.
We on Twitter. At NTS Pod. We're on Instagram at Not That Serious Pod. Follow us. Yeah, that's where you follow us. Nigga, this motherfucking. I'm ready to eat.
Oh, that Bahama sleep. Mama. That Bahama
the
Mama.
Bahama Mama getting me right, baby.
Did you finish it? Is it going?
Yeah.
You still got some left. You got to drop it.
Oh, stop. Bro.
Nigga, you stop. How the fuck you got to drop a Bahama Mama left?
Yeah, anyway, it's going now.
Jesus.
Settle down. Listen to us on Apple Podcasts. Listen to us on Google Play Music if you're an Android peasant. We're on SoundCloud as well. We're working on getting on new other platforms.
Yeah.
We got the music that we use is going to be in the description.
Yeah.
Still
looking for sounds.
Still looking for beats.
Yeah.
Sounds.
Send us that.
Because we're trying to be more uniform and use our own sounds.
Yeah.
For intro music. Outro music, mm-hmm. Transitional music, maybe get a little more uniformity going on here.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? Kind of get some uniformity going on here. But we need sounds if you're from, especially, preferably, if you're from Jersey. If you know a producer,
yeah,
link them to us. Link them to our Instagram. Link them to our email. At not that serious, not serious. Well, yeah, on Instagram, yeah. At not that serious pod.
Yeah,
our email,
link them
not that serious pod at gmail.com.
Yeah,
so if you know a producer, hit us up.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a producer, hit us up. If you have a business, you black person, black business in New Jersey,
mm-hmm.
Especially if you know us, went to school with us in either high school or college. Hit us up, man. We'll promo little things for you, man. We're trying to get Jersey on the map,
bro. We are giving people, man.
We try to get people out here. Yeah. That's what we working towards. Yeah.
Jersey support Jersey.
Exactly. That's what it's all about. Shout out to all the other Jersey podcasts out there. Let's get the Jersey podcasts, all you personalities working in media, doing y'all thing. DJs,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rappers,
yeah.
Singers, artists, yeah. Of all visual artists. Photographers, dancers, all that shit, bro.
Yep.
So all the niggas in Franklin that do sexy walks and shit.
We'll let you know if his ass
done. Shout out to Lenny and them niggas.
Yeah, shout out to Lenny.
Lenny and his
shout out the whole chat. Shout out all of my niggas. Lenny.
Shout out to my niggas.
Shout out to, I'm about to shout out everybody.
Shout out to everybody that listens, man. Because if you listen, man, listen you all my niggas. I can't even shout out everybody. I fucks with you, bro.
Lenny gets a shout out. Lenny gets a shout out every episode.
Yeah, Lenny gets a shout out every episode. Yeah.
Yo, he earned it.
And shout out to Shake and my steak, nigga. We ain't forget. And shout out to Milk Boy in Philadelphia. Yeah. We gonna pull up.
Yeah.
But thanks for everybody, for real, for real. Mm-hmm. I know we say it every episode, man, and it sounds like we foolish, but man, thank y'all for listening, bro.
Facts.
We really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. We really, when we started this, we had no idea that this is going to catch on. Like,
you know I mean, now we got a nice little setup here.
We got a nice little setup. We started now, really.
Yeah, it's starting to come into fruition.
Like, we're starting to really get our footing now for this. Like, up to this point, we've been trying to find our way. Like, now, we're really starting to get our footing. And once, you know what I'm saying, we get the finances to really upgrade, like, equipment-wise, we're going to do this max throttle the way we envisioned it would, and we hope that we you know, we can work on getting, you know, a website.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Possibly merch,
the cameras,
you never know, all that. YouTube visuals, all that. So
because we know you
want
to see
us. you know you want it. You want to see me in my after work attire. I'm sexy. Come on,
sexy.
So we're making strides, man. We're getting our foot. We're getting a really good foothold, and we're excited to see where we go. And we'd love to have y'all. We're excited to have y'all with us, and we're thankful and grateful that you have been with us on this journey and continue to go with us on this journey.
Yeah.
Remember, tell a friend to tell a friend about us, man. Listen to us. Listen, rate, subscribe. 4 stars, 5 stars. Write a review.
Yeah.
And that's it, man. Thanks a lot. We've been here. It's not that serious. Big Mike.
LZ.
And we'll see y'all next week, bro. Peace.
Peace. Fuck, I...